This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A man in the U.S. state of Florida with a decades-long criminal record was arrested, charged Friday with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump. His van, which was covered in pro-Trump stickers, was confiscated. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters the 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc is being charged with 5 federal crimes, including illegal mailing of explosive devices and threatening government officials. He added Sayoc faces up to 48 years in prison if found guilty. AP's Sagar Magani reports on President Trump's reaction.
The president says he did not see his face plastered on Cesar Sayoc's white van along with other images.
I heard he was a person that preferred me over others.
Does he bear any blame for Sayoc's actions?
There's no blame. There's no anything.
Pointing out violence has been committed by supporters of other politicians. He'd earlier said political violence cannot be allowed to take root at home, but says there's no need to tone down his own rhetoric in coming days, saying he's already done that and could ramp it up. Asked if he'll call former President Obama or the other bomb targets.
If they wanted me to, but I think we'll probably pass.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump administration considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes as a caravan of Central American migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico. Facebook has removed 82 accounts from its site and from Instagram that originated in Iran, with some of the account owners posing as residents of the U.S. or Britain and posting about liberal politics. At least one of the Facebook pages had more than 1 million followers. This is VOA News.